Your stock picks this evening, Wayne, what would you be buying?
Look, I mean, I'm getting onto this, and maybe it's a bit late in the day, this DIY stay-at-home story. You look at Cash Build results, you look at Builders results, you look at Spar's Build It results. These are fantastic. So I'm actually going to go for a Home Depot in America. They came out with a very good set of results. People are literally staying at home and fixing all the things at home. Now, I know that won't last forever, but it looks like a reasonable short term. It's a good company. It's got strong, massively strong cash flows. So maybe a little bit boring pick, but I think a fairly solid pick.
There's nothing boring about a Builder's Warehouse or a Home Depot or
I love
hardware store.
Yeah. I must tell you, I can't tell a hammer from a nail. But to walk through those stores, I love them. You know, if you go through a Home Depot, it's just the most wonderful stores. Yeah. I agree with Wayne.
Modern day church for some. David, very quickly, what is your stock pick?
Well, I think out of all the results that I went through, the two that stand out are Sibanye and Kumba, and admittedly Anglo Platts as well. But I think I just think either one of them. I'm going to go for Sibanye. I just think Froneman is something else. He's better than Elon Musk. You know, he says it like it is.
Okay, we have to go. David, Wayne, thanks very much for joining us this evening. David, of course, from Sasfin. Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night. I'm gonna go get some more.